I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com.
You may have to do this. On at least two occasions, Seneca lost everything he'd worked so hard for. First, his legal career was derailed by illness, and it took him 10 full years, prime years, to recuperate. Then, just as he was getting things back on track, he ran afoul of the emperor and was banished from Rome for nearly as long as he was previously infirm. Musonius Rufus was exiled twice, just like Seneca, and then two more times. Zeno had to rebuild his life after a shipwreck. Rutilius Rufus after a political persecution. These Stoics, like countless other people through history and through their resilience, joined Kipling's club, the one where one learns to watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. It wasn't their fault, for the most part. Just as this pandemic wasn't your fault, just as that bankruptcy was a bad break, just as the divorce would have never been something you chose. But here you are, facing it. That's life. Stuff happens. As Kipling says, we make bets, sometimes big ones, they don't always work. Then what? Well, you can whine about it, we can blame shift, we can become bitter or disillusioned, but why? What good is in that? Better to lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. Keep going, dig your way out, learn from this, build back better. Give no time, no interest, no quarter to complaining or whining or blaming. That's how a Stoic handles adversity. That's how a Stoic builds resiliency. And that is just what you are going to do. Thanks so much for listening to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Again, if you don't know this, you can get these delivered to you via email every day. So check it out at dailystoic.com/email. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.